for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now. Welcome to another week of the Leologos Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program which bridges the global Greek community and which airs on 22 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and on today's broadcast, the Leologos interview series will feature a timely interview with Maria Kenalopoulou of the Greek activist organization Save Greek Water. Maria will speak to us about the plans of the current Syriza-led government in Greece to privatize the country's major water utilities in violation of its pre-election pledges, and will discuss with us the potential adverse impacts of water privatization and what has happened in other cities and countries where water systems have been sold to private hands. Stay tuned for this interview as well as some great Greek music throughout today's broadcast, starting now here on Leologos Radio. The Leologos Interview Series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Leologos Radio. Joining us today on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series is Maria Kanellopoulou of the Greek activist organization Save Greek Water, who will speak to us today about the impending privatization of Greek water utilities and the possible consequences of this development. Maria, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and greetings to your listeners.
Let's begin with a brief historical overview of this issue. What did current Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras once promise regarding the privatization of Greek water systems, and what is he saying today?
Well, actually, Alexis Tsipras, as all the governments, the previous governments in all these memorandum and troika years, unfortunately have said a lot about the water privatization, but did exactly the opposite thing. The important thing is that water privatization shouldn't be an issue and shouldn't be part of the programs and the things that the creditors of the country are asking for. And unfortunately, it is. We have seen these recurrent demands about the water services being privatized since 2010. And all the governments, I mean, Papandreou government, Samaras government, and now the government of Alexis Tsipras, proved incapable of actually stopping these demands from really taking place in the negotiations field.
What are the Greek government's current plans with regards to Greek water utilities and their transfer of ownership to a European privatization fund? And what does the Greek constitution have to say about this issue?
Well, what happened is very recently we saw with a poll, I'd say, that despite the Supreme Court decision that we had back in 2014, which prohibits the privatization of water services in Greece and the ruling they are unconstitutional, despite this very important decision, we have this very recent development that both EIDAP, which is the Athens Water Company, and that of Thessaloniki EIA, both were transferred in their entirety, and this is important to stress, in this new super fund, which is the new European privatization fund agreed between the Greek government and its creditors in the latest third memorandum deal. Of course, this is something very, it constitutes a privatization because this privatization fund does not belong to the public sector as a legal entity. So for us, it is very, very strange that this happened. And we are going, of course, not to stay just, expressing our criticism, but we are going to pursue this issue at the court and wherever we have the right to do so. And it is important to say that this privatization fund has four different subsidiaries. One of them is this participation, the public participations holding company, where the water services have been transferred. The very critical thing here to also remember is that this fund has a different scope, a different object. It was created to make money, to go to the public debt, to help raise funds, to reduce the debt. And part of it is supposed to be also for the development of the country. Water services, on the other hand, regarding also the Supreme Court decision, have a completely different object. They have the object not to be profitable, not to be directed towards the profit, but directed always to provide good sanitation and water services to the citizens of Athens and Thessaloniki. So for us, it is very important that the fact that now with this transfer, even if one stock is not sold, we have a complete change of the character of the water services, which are now instrumentalized in a completely different to their object direction.
This is the Dialogos Radio. We will return after a short break.
Έναν κόσμο που γυρνάει να παρακαλάει, σταματήστε με. Μια Νιώθω ότι γύρω μου πονάει να φωνάζει αφήστε με. Νιώθω κάθε αγάπη που περνάει μαχαιριά ερωτική. Νιώθω κάθε νύχτα να σκορπάει θλίψη και σιωπή. Νιώθω πολλά που γύρω μου συμβαίνουν. Νιώθω πως κάποιοι κάπου με καταλαβαίνουν. Νιώσε κι εσύ για μένα κάτι αν μπορείς. Κι έλα να με βρεις. Έλα να με βρεις. Σε περιμένω. Νιώθω το κορμί μου που πονάει και σαν να ζητάει γύρνα πίσω. Νιώθω τη ζωή μου μέρες να μετράει, παραπατάει πως να ζήσω. Νιώθω πως η τρέλα με ζυγώνει, μα κουμπάει, το βλέπω. Νιώθω πως ποτέ δεν θα ξαναρθείς και ένα στήριγμα γυρεύω. Νιώθω πολλά που γύρω μου συμβαίνουν. Νιώθω πως κάποιοι κάπου με καταλαβαίνουν. Νιώσε κι εσύ για μένα κάτι αν μπορείς. Κι έλα να με βρεις. Έλα να με βρεις. Σε περιμένω. Νιώθω πολλά που γύρω μου συμβαίνουν. Νιώθω πως κάποιοι κάπου με καταλαβαίνουν. Νιώσε κι εσύ για μένα κάτι αν μπορείς. Και έλα να με βρεις. Έλα να με βρεις. Σε περιμένω.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with Maria Kanellopoulou of the activist organization Save Greek Water here on Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series. Has the European Union or the European Commission adopted a position with regards to the privatization of Greek water?
Well, here also there is something we really need to discuss very seriously, because from the one hand, the European Commission is supposed to be neutral when it comes to the management of water services, whether this is private or public, and it is an obligation by the EU treaties to have this standing. On the other hand, we see that the Commission is part of the institutions that overview right now the situation in Greece, is part of the institutions that make such demands about the privatization of the water companies. The very problematic issue here is that there is no transparency whatsoever in these negotiations, and we cannot really know what the position of the EU Commission is and who, in the end, is the responsible party for having to implement these policies, which are against the will of the people. And this is very, very obvious, because we have, from the one part, the referendum in Thessaloniki in 2014, where 19% of the people there voted against the privatization. And on the other hand, we also have the very successful Right to Water campaign, the European, which is a campaign of the only, let's say, direct democracy procedure at EU level, which also was successful in Greece. So, I mean, we know very well that the people are against these policies, and the fact that this is being it continues to be a demand is very, very problematic for the EU as well.
From what I understand, though, in many countries in Europe and throughout the West, water utilities remain in public hands. Is that right?
Yes, and not only that, but in the few cases where the water has been privatized in the recent years, the last 15 years, there are numerous 235 high-profile cases of remunicipalization. It seems that this model has failed. I mean, it didn't really withstand the pressure. We had a lot of problems with the private management, and therefore so many cities around the world and in Europe, in very high profile cases such as Paris or Berlin, the management goes back to public hands. And this is not a very big surprise for us that we have been studying with rationality and the patience, all the data, the available data, because it is in the nature of this monopoly, which is a public service, to not to be able to you know, to go to the direction of the market as the market-based economy as we know it.
Specifically with regard to the examples of Paris and Berlin, how were the water utilities in these cities returned to public hands after they...
Well, in Paris, it was a political decision. After the mayorship changed hands and it became part of, let us say, a coalition between left parties and Greens, they decided to stop, not to renew the contract that they had with one of the big multinationals, French multinationals of private water operators. So it came, we would say, smoothly, politically and economically speaking, which was not the case in Berlin. Berlin was a completely different case. Actually, Berlin is one of the very few cities in Germany where the majority of the cities still are, you know, publicly owned and managed, that had tried this privatization method. And it was a lot of scandals erupted because there was a secret deal between the town hall and the private operators. Citizens had to evoke a referendum to learn the content of these secret deals. And at the end, they had to pay a lot of money to break the contract and regain control of their services after a lot of problems and a lot of economical hardship for the citizens of Berlin.
We are speaking with Maria Kanellopoulou of the activist organization Save Greek Water here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. Are there any examples that you could share with us regarding the adverse consequences of water privatization in other countries?
Well, in most cases, we have a lot of problems with raising the prices, and perhaps a lot of U.S. Citizens know that, and they have experienced it in their hometowns. There is an unjustifiable raise in the tariffs of the water. There is a lot of neglect when it comes to investments in the infrastructure. Occasionally, we have also even problems with pollution and quality controls. And, of course, in many cases, there are also stories of secret deals, of profit guarantees between the private operator and the public authority who gives the concession contract. And, of course, in the end, a lot of these cities, as I said before, are obliged by the outrage of the citizens to take back the control of the water companies. So we really don't need to see that happening in Greece. We know exactly what the consequences are. And it is shameful that cities in Europe that have long lived behind these kind of policies now try to impose it in a European country with all of its economical hardship, such as Greece. I mean, there is no need to make things even more difficult as it already is.
Which are the companies, the multinational corporations, that are the key players in the international water utility industry? And have these companies shown any interest in purchasing Greek water systems?
Back in the 2014, where we had the tender for the sale of EIAF, which is the Thessaloniki Water Company, Two of the very big players participated in the tender together with some Greek companies that were in some kind of consortium with them. The one was Suez. Suez is one of the French multinational, very big player in the sector. And the other one is Mekorot, which is a very big public company, the state-owned company of Israel. These two companies expressed their interest and participated in the tender of EIAF. And, of course, this tender stopped, as we know, because of the Supreme Court decision back then in May 2014. But they have many times occasionally said in public that they're still interested in acquiring or participating somehow in the Greek water sector.
What do the trade agreements that the European Union is currently negotiating with the United States in the case of TTIP and Canada in the case of CETA mean with regard to the future of water throughout the European continent?
Well, a lot of organizations, especially the ones making the bibliography around and the research around these treaties, have expressed their concern that the future of the water service is in danger as well. A lot of issues are raised with these treaties, but for me, the most important thing here is the lack of transparency and the fact that the fact that they're considered to be just, you know, treaties of commerce, which is not the case. I mean, they influence such a variety of aspects of our lives, which is unacceptable the way they're discussed behind closed doors. Recently, we had also, I mean, I don't know if many of the listeners know about the things that happened in Europe, but very recently, just a few days ago, Belgium, the Wallonie Parliament, voted down CETA. And there are a lot of pressure also in the German in Germany about not accepting at least a part of it. We'll see how it goes. I mean, there is a lot of concern among all citizens in Europe right now about these deals. And we could say more, but as I said, most of these deals are secret, so we don't know the exact consequences that they will have in several aspects. One of the most unnerving, of course, is this kind of international tribunal, which is supposed to rule all the cases between the states and respective investors, which are the multinationals in our case, a mechanism which is beyond the international court system that we have right now. And it is, in the cases that it's already applied, there are a lot of problems for the states to be able to rule and regulate the markets or several environmental and other aspects of their law. You know.
This is the Alawis Radio. We will return after a short break. We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with Maria Kanellopoulou of the activist organization Save Greek Water here on the Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. Since the privatization of publicly owned assets is often justified based on economic grounds, could you tell us what is the economic status of Greece's water utility systems today?
Well, that is very interesting also to note, of course, because in the case of Greece, we have both EIDAF and EIDAP are very profitable and stably profitable companies. Only last year, EIDAP made 138 million gross profit. And you know, now they're going to have, they have already agreed to sell a minority stock of 11% for to a bidder, which will mean something like 68 million for just this percentage. At the same year, I mean, it's less than a year's profit, and it is a huge part of the company, which does not really reflect the true value of the company, since, I mean, the market value, I mean, inside the stock market is completely different to the value of its infrastructure, which is paid by generations and generations of taxpayers in Greece. So we have a company which is profitable, which offers cheap water, one of the cheapest tariffs in Europe right now. And let's just say that in Greece, we still drink water from our taps. The tap water is drinkable. Maybe it has not the best flavor in the world, but it's drinkable. And we know that in many cases where water is privatized, in very few years, we have a problem also of consuming tap water. And this would be devastating for a lot of, if such a thing occurs, this would be a catastrophe, because most of the people right now in Greece have very, very big difficulty to pay their electricity bills or, you know, the everyday groceries. So to add bottled water to their shopping cart would be a very big problem.
How does your group, Save Greek Water, plan to respond to the impending privatization of Greece's water supplies?
As I said, for us, let's just say our Bible is the Supreme Court decision. We consider this decision a historical decision which protects water services from privatization. And based on these decisions, we're going to make all legal moves which are available and do whatever we can together with allies in Greece and abroad in order to stop this from happening, but also to expose that, I mean, this is a very big democratic deficit here. When we have a policy which is failed, we have a policy which it's against the people's will, and still it is implemented here, and it is in a way reinforced in the country. So for us, this has to be also shown at the national level, and thank you for helping us doing exactly this. We need to show to the other, to all the world, that this policy that happens here in Greece is against the will of the people and should definitely be revoked.
In your view, what can the ordinary citizen do in order to respond to the privatization of water and other public assets?
Well, in our case in Greece, they can help the organizations which are already active by volunteering their time. We actually do not take donations or money, but we take time, let's just say, donations by experts and people, or even not experts, people who can translate and do, you know, graphic designing or whatever a campaign can be based to. And also, even people who don't think they have a specific skill, I mean, they can disseminate information. This is very, very important in our time, especially with the social media. So yes, they can help spreading this information, help us disseminate what we're going to do, you know, all the legal stuff that we're going to protect our water. And of course, if they live in a city where they have similar problems, why not self-organize and make a Save Greek Water or a Save, I don't know, Miami Water or the water an organization up their hometown?
In closing, where can our listeners find out more details about Save Greek Water and your organization's activities?
Our site is very, very, we keep it updated and really, you know, up to the last moment. Our site is www.savegreekwater.org. And it is fully bilingual. This is very important. People who don't speak too well Greek, or people who don't speak Greek at all, they can still learn about not only Greece, but things that happen in Europe in general, and maybe sometimes even in the world internationally. We try to keep up with the news and inform this issue, of course, mainly in the Greek situation, but also internationally. So there, in English, as I said, and in Greek, the site is fully bilingual. People can get more information.
Well, Maria, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today here on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series about this very important issue.
Thank you very much for the hospitality and greetings to everybody.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
Βοδιάζεις Παναγιά μου όταν περνάς τα μαλλιά σου όταν τεινάζεις Μάρτης και Μοσχοβόλας Χάντρα θαλασσιά να βάζεις Χάντρα πάντα να φοράς Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη Όμως είσαι και διατάζεις το γοβάκι όταν πέτας Το φουστάνι σου όταν βγάζεις πόνος και με τυράννας Όσο ζεις και μ' αγκαλιάζεις χάντρα πάντα να φοράς Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη Και μ' αρπάζεις στο λαιμό μου όταν φυλάς Στο πλευρό μου όταν πλαγιάζεις μοίρα και με κυβερνάς Χάντρα θαλασσιά να βάζεις όσο ζεις και μ' αγαπάς Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Να μπεις στη χάντρα που φοράς να μη σε πιάνει μάτι Το θάλασσι της θάλασσας κι όλο το μπλε του χάρτη
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. The podcast of today's Dialogos Radio interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, BlackBerry, and Chrome, in iTunes, TuneIn.com in the Windows Store, and in the Nobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, Stitcher, and Podbean apps. There will be no commentary of the week broadcast today. Stay tuned for some more great Greek music coming up here on Dialogos Radio.
Μισό. Μα συλλαβίζεις τα όνειρά σου στο Άργος και στο Άργος και στον Ηλισσό. Μα συλλαβίζεις τα όνειρά σου στο Άργος και στο Άργος και στον Ηλισσό. Θα σε ξαναδώ στους Μπαξέδες, τρεις του Σεπτέμβρη να περνάς, και τσικουδιά στους καφενέδες, τα παλικάρια να κερνάς. Θα σε ξαναδώ στους Μπαξέδες, Χρήστου Σεπτέμβρη να περνάς, και τσικουδιά στους καφενέδες, τα παλικάρια να γερνάς.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. Thank you.
για μένα οι ομορφές που ζήσαμε μαζί. Πως είμαι ένα αδιόρθωτο ρεμάλι τελειωμένο. Πως μια κατάρα έχω βαριά και μέσα μου θα ζει. Να με κρατάς στη μοναξιά σκληρά φυλακισμένο. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Τα ρούχα μου μύριζανε καπνούς και αλκοόλ. Γυναίκες που χανόντουσαν μέσα σε ένα τσιγάρο. Στη σκέψη μου τι σε περνά και πλήρωνα γι' αυτό. Λένε για μένα οι ομορφές, δεν ξέρω που τραβάω. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα. Πως έφτασα ως εδώ. Μας φαίνεται καλό παιδί, τι να το κυριεύει. Οι θύελες που πέρασε δεν του βάλαν μυαλό. Απ' το Θεό παιδεύεται και το Θεό παιδεύει. Λένε για μένα. Λένε για μένα.
Take the Alagos Radio on a go with you with the new The Alagos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and The Alagos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter all in one great new app. The official The Alagos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace.
Καλά, μου λείπεις πολύ κι όλο πονάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Για σένα μιλάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Δεν είμαι καλά, σε θέλω πολύ και σε ζητάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Γύρνα πίσω, πονάω. Δεν περνάω καλά μακριά σου. Δεν περνάω καθόλου καλά.
ελπίζω να γίνω καλά. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Δεν είμαι καλά, μου κάνεις πολλά, μα σ' αγαπάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Για σένα μεθάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Δεν είμαι καλά, μου λείπεις πολύ κι όλο πονάω. Δεν είμαι καλά, καθόλου καλά. Για σένα μιλάω.
Δεν περνάω καλά μακριά σου. Δεν περνάω καθόλου.
Dialogosmedia.org, our website which brings you the latest news from the Dialogos Radio, live streaming of the Dialogos Radio 24/7, podcasts, on-demand programming, and much more. Visit us today at dialogosmedia.org.
σας λένε. Έχω τα σημάδια από σένα που με καίνε. Σαν παιδί σου δόθηκα κι όμως να προδόθηκα. Δεν υπάρχουν άγγελοι κι ας λένε. Ξανθά μαλλιά. Πάντοτε οι άγγελοι πιο ψηλά μας πάνε. Όμως από σένα ναι λείπουν τα φτερά. Πάντοτε οι άγγελοι πιο ψηλά μας πάνε. Όμως από σένα ναι.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. This is the Dialogos Radio, the worldwide Greek radio program, where today's broadcast is just about ready to come to a close. Stay tuned, though, for our upcoming broadcasts, which will feature interviews on the U.S. presidential elections, on political developments in Turkey, on the Greek debt and deficit, and on other very timely issues. And also be sure to check out our latest article for Min Press News, titled Greece's Neoliberal Wolves in Anti-Austerity Sheep's Clothing, available on mintpressnews.com and on our website, dialogosmedia.org, where you can also find our podcasts and program archives, all of our articles and commentaries, plus our online radio station, Dialogos Radio 24/7. Thanks for joining us for another broadcast of Dialogos Radio, and have a great week.
μετά